chemical world, and I am a chemical girl. You know we are living in a chemical world, and I am a chemical girl.
Hello and welcome to Chemical World. The time is just about 4 p.m. on Monday, March 10th, and you are listening to Katie and Kay, Algorithm Free since 1983. I am your host for Chemical World, Muggsy Seldin, founder and director of High Rockies Harm Reduction, here today to continue our ongoing conversation on all things chemical and how we can continue to keep our communities safe, healthy, and happy, even in the hardest of times. I've talked about this many times before on the show, but we know that in times of great instability, economic upheaval, you know, these things cause a lot of stress and anxiety and depression for our communities in a lot of different ways. And so that also tends to mean an increase in substance and alcohol use as a coping mechanism to deal with those feelings. We pretty much all do this in one way or another, whether you need a cup of coffee or tea to get going in the morning, if you need nicotine to keep yourself on task throughout the day, or a drink at the end of the night. We all use chemicals to cope with the reality of existence, which is not always easy. So at Chemical World and High Rockies Harm Reduction, we like to talk about these issues from a non-judgmental standpoint, knowing that 95% of Americans do use substances of some form on a regular basis, and many of these substances can cause harm, but we can do a lot to prevent that harm. Substance use, alcohol use is not inherently addiction or inherently negative. But of course, there can be some negative side effects, and that's what we're here to try and alleviate or mitigate and just make everyone's lives as easy as possible, whatever y'all are choosing to do. So in recent episodes, we've talked a lot about legislation happening in Colorado, the kind of back and forth of some state bills and issues we've been seeing. So I wanted to kind of break away from that a little bit and go back to talking a little bit more about plant medicines and what we're seeing. Because as I said, all substance use is a coping mechanism, whether it's dealing with really intense trauma, and that use leads to habitual addiction, often because of other mental health and underlying trauma issues, or if it's just because we had a really hard day and we need a drink or a smoke or whatever the case may be at the end of it. And I hope that most people at this point are pretty well aware of advances in plant medicine for the treatment of stress disorders, specifically PTSD, and how much awesome stuff we're seeing from that, especially here in the state of Colorado. So to give a little bit of a background synopsis on plant medicine, the state of Colorado passed a law approving plant medicines. It does not include necessarily all psychedelics, as some are still restricted to tribal use exclusively. But here in Colorado, we passed a law for folks over the age of 21 to legally use and possess psilocybin, psilocine, DMT, ibogaine, and mescaline. So really, there's so many different kinds of plant medicine out there, so many psychedelics with some really potentially positive benefits for folks, especially those with long-lasting chronic mental health issues. But there's kind of three that we've really been focused on for the treatment of anxiety and depression and PTSD here in Colorado and nationally. And those three are, in kind of like a descending order of legality and other issues, ketamine, psilocybin or mushrooms, and MDMA. Of course, MDMA is not in that list of approved plant medicines. And if you listen to the show or you're familiar with the history of the war on drugs and drug policy in the United States and abroad, you may be familiar with our lovely drug scheduling system created in 1980 that really makes no flippin' sense, but really is guiding a lot of what is happening in terms of these plant medicine treatments. And I will also add that ketamine is not really a plant medicine, but it's going to get lumped into this conversation as it is right now the most commonly used and easy to access psychedelic treatment available. However, in my experience and both academically and personally, ketamine is a very interesting drug and doesn't necessarily work in the brain the same way that drugs like psilocybin and MDMA do, but it is scheduled in a way that we have easier access to it as healthcare professionals. So we have seen in the past several years kind of an onslaught of ketamine providers. And as with many things, especially with drug policy, you know, we tend to kind of put the cart before the horse and start this programming without having a really good structured system around it. And, you know, the same is true with plant medicine. There's still a lot of confusion around how to access plant medicine and what the laws actually are. But psilocybin and MDMA, from my understanding of the neurochemistry, really are more effective. They're great at opening kind of these locked neural pathways in our brains that are kind of repressed from trauma or whatever the case may be, and then putting us in like a pro-social state to kind of face those demons, as it were, and work through that. I'm a firm believer that it's really important to have a supervisor, a shaman, somebody guiding you through these experiences. Of course, plant medicines have a lot of great benefits. You know, even if you're just feeling a little down one day or about to go out and socialize and having some anxiety, microdoses can be really helpful for that. But if we're really trying to dig into the underlying root causes, namely trauma, of our mental health issues, I believe it is very important. And the same is true with any, you know, pharmaceutical antidepressant. The studies show that the drugs themselves really don't do much, but it's that guided relationship with a therapeutic provider, walking you through this process, helping you understand how the drugs are working in your body, and helping you process the trauma and other conversations are extremely important elements to therapeutic care. So while I'm not necessarily against this overall, I do recommend that folks, you know, connect with providers, shamans, body workers, energy workers, the people of their choice, to guide them through this process rather than just kind of, you know, self-medicating, which is what so many of us do because we're not really given a lot of better options. But, you know, there is some exciting progress happening and some kind of pitfalls in terms of these really effective plant medicines. So I wanted to talk a little bit today about the FDA denying MDMA as a treatment for PTSD in August of 2024. A lot of the clinical trials for MDMA are coming from an organization in Boulder. MAPS is the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies, and they have really been the front runners in a lot of this. And it is definitely sad to hear that the FDA denied their most recent application and are requesting an additional phase 3 clinical trial. Anything that gets approved by the FDA has to go through these three kind of phases with increasing amounts of, you know, human experiments and clinical trials to prove the efficacy of these drugs. So the FDA is requesting that MAPS or Lykos, their greater parent company at this point, do another phase 3 clinical trial, which can, you know, set this back several years. These trials take a long time. In like a perfect world, it takes a drug usually about 10 years to be approved by the FDA. So, you know, it's not super easy. And this is frustrating too, because there is a lot of literature from the 20th century, from before our drug scheduling system, before the war on drugs, showing that MDMA is a really beneficial tool in the treatment of PTSD and some other stress conditions and mental health issues. And so this is frustrating that we're a little set back on this, but I am still, a huge believer that we will get there. And I will say too, when we're talking about, you know, the differences between ketamine, psilocybin, and MDMA, there are obviously neurochemical differences, but one of the differences is also like the time it actually takes to have this treatment done. So, you know, ketamine is, if you're getting injection ketamine or sublingual ketamine from a provider, and now there's esketamine, then nasal spray, these are generally a couple hours that these treatments will last or take. Psilocybin, of course, is usually more about like 2 to 8 hours, depending on your dose. And then MDMA, you know, these clinical trials that MAPS has been doing out in the Front Range, the model that I looked at when they were working on this a while ago is like, say you have 8 sessions with a provider, and really you're going to have a session where you get, you know, talk with your provider for probably several hours, get really in depth in what you need for your behavioral health and your, you know, trauma history. And then you're really only going to do the MDMA for probably like 3 out of those 8 sessions. So you have like a couple therapy sessions that are just, you know, general talk therapy, getting kind of to the root of what the issue is that we're trying to unearth here with this plant medicines. And then an 8-hour MDMA session with a guided provider. So MDMA, from my understanding of the neurochemistry, is truly like the most effective, but it is also a commitment of time. I mean, all of these things, everything is a commitment in one way or another. You know, taking care of ourselves can be really hard work, but it's really important work to do. In our country and in our culture, we're always kind of looking for that silver bullet, right? That quick answer. That's what's going to fix it right now. But we tend to focus on fixing symptoms rather than root causes, which doesn't really do much, right? If we're masking our diarrhea with an over-the-counter medication, we're not treating our giardia, right? And the same is true with mental health issues. We can mask or, you know, temporarily treat and alleviate some of the symptoms of anxiety and depression, but we're not like treating the root cause of what it is that gives us an anxiety and depression. And it is no easy task. There's no free lunch. Nothing worth doing is easy, right? So 8 hours, 8 sessions, a lot of hard work. You know, it can sound really insurmountable to people. And so I do think having, you know, ketamine, having psilocybin, these options are really great because not everybody in the world has the time to do an 8-hour MDMA session. But, you know, I am hopeful. Of course, MAPS is going to keep pushing on this, keep working, keep doing clinical trials, and keep striving for that FDA approval for MDMA as a treatment to PTSD. So going to keep our fingers crossed and try to keep our finger on the button of what, or the finger on the pulse of what is going on in terms of plant medicine as it develops. Because, you know, at High Rockies Harm Reduction, we deal with substances of all kinds, and, you know, people and myself and so many out there who are self-medicating because they have yet to get the answers they want from Western medicine, and really the treatment that they need for their mental health issues. That kind of reminds me that I want to add in here that if many of you may have seen last month, the West Springs Hospital in Grand Junction did announce that they are closing. This is coming after several years of some malpractice issues coming out of the psychiatric hospital out there. But, you know, this is really hard because that means that there will no longer be any psychiatric hospital between Denver and Salt Lake City. And I'll be the first to admit that our behavioral healthcare system has some historic flaws, right? But as we saw with the institutionalization in the 20th century of mental health services, like just throwing people on the streets and having nothing doesn't help us much more. And I will say that was kind of the scarier moments for me. There's been a lot of scary moments in 2025 so far. A lot of, you know, hanging on the edge of our seat to kind of see what happens next, waiting for the pin to drop, waiting to see if we still have a job tomorrow, if we still have health insurance. I know one of the reasons that West Springs claimed they're closing is because of concerns around being able to bill Medicaid in the future. So this is pretty scary stuff. And we are kind of at the tip of the iceberg watching it crumble beneath us. And, you know, as we continue to lose social support systems and federal funding, if that may be the case, again, it is really on us to take care of each other and look out for each other. And I'm just, you know, in some ways, very, very grateful to be in a state like Colorado, where we are leaders in drug policy, where we are leaders in just social justice in general, right? And so I think we all have to come together and keep fighting for what we believe in and keep fighting for each other. And hopefully in the next few to several years, we will start to see the FDA approve some of these treatments that we know can be really, really helpful. In the meantime, it's going to continue to be kind of ad hoc, working with each other. Of course, if you ever have any questions, are looking for treatment, looking for services, looking for, you know, what's going to fit your values and your needs best, you can reach out to us at High Rockies Harm Reduction. Visit highrockiesharmreduction.com for more info. And you're always welcome to hit me up at Maggie@highrockiesharmreduction.com or DM us on Facebook or Instagram. Another thing I wanted to mention, I feel like I'm probably opening a can of worms that I shouldn't even mess with, but you know, ketamine is a very interesting drug because it's also effective at treating chronic pain. But after decades of failures from pharmaceutical companies, medical treatment of pain has become an extremely touchy subject for providers. If any of you out there are living with chronic pain and you know have Medicaid or Medicare, you may know how difficult it is to really get help for pain and not just pills or kind of just judgment with the assumption that maybe you're seeking pills. And so this is like a really tough spot that we're in where providers are really concerned about their own liability. And so they're not willing to prescribe things that we know do treat pain for pain, like they legally cannot. Drugs like ketamine or Suboxone, we legally cannot administer or prescribe those for the treatment of pain. And that is very frustrating. And again, you know, pain is a tricky subject. Trying to treat pain in an equitable way is what created the opioid crisis that we're in now. Unintended consequences are a very real issue, whether it's healthcare or politics. We're always trying to do good things, and we might not really be able to see how that trickles down in the future. So, you know, people were trying to treat pain because pain is a big issue. But again, we're not, when we're talking about pharmaceuticals like opioids, we're not treating pain. We are masking pain. We are treating the symptoms, but we're not dealing with the underlying causes, which may be a slipped disc or, you know, some truly physical thing. Unfortunately, chronic pain is also a symptom of chronic mental health issues. And how do we treat that, right? Well, you can treat it with ketamine, you can treat it with psilocybin, and you may have some alleviation of pain down the road. But again, to deal with both physical and behavioral health, I'm a firm believer that it takes a team, takes a village, takes a lot of providers. Again, at High Rockies Harm Reduction, we do provide peer support services so we can connect folks with medical providers, with insurance, with legal support, really with whatever you need. We are here to support that. I also wanted to give a shout out. If you are not familiar, Current Ritual is another public affairs show on KDNK that airs the first Wednesday of the month at 4:30 p.m. And on that show, Reverend Kat talks a lot about plant medicine and psilocybin specifically. She is an amazing, human being, but community provider as well. So her next show will be Wednesday, April 2nd at 4:30. Highly suggest you check that out. You can also go find old episodes of Current Ritual on kdnk.org. You can find all of the old Current Ritual episodes, all of the old Chemical World episodes, and they are really delving into plant medicine on Current Ritual. So encourage folks who want to learn more to check that out. I wanted to mention, you know, that with that plant medicine law that passed in 2022, there's still a lot of confusion about what that means and what that looks like. January 1st, 2025, applications finally became open to become a licensed facilitator for plant medicine and also to have a licensed healing center. So there are, you know, regulatory licenses coming out around this now, and we're starting to kind of see the form take shape of what it actually looks like to provide plant medicine and to receive plant medicine in the state of Colorado. So again, check out Current Ritual, first Wednesdays of the month at 4:30 on KDNK. That show is awesome. She's bringing in a lot of really great local specialists to talk about plant medicine. So encourage folks to check that out to learn more. And as we are gearing up, heading into opera season and all the parties, and then of course summertime and concerts and festivals, wanted to of course put a reminder out there that you can get free Narcan fentanyl test strips and other safe party supplies from us at High Rockies Harm Reduction. We are now providing weekly services throughout the valley. So every Thursday, we are at the Aspen Health and Human Services building from 12 to 2 and Brush Creek Park and Ride from 4 to 6. Every Friday, we are at Mid Valley Family Practice in Basalt from 12 to 2 and at the 3rd Street Center in Carbondale from 4 to 6. We were in Carbondale from 3 to 5 over the winter, but switching back to 4 to 6 as the days are finally getting longer. And then we're also over at the Glenwood Mall in West Glenwood in the parking lot, kind of in between the medical building and Big O Tires. We're in Glenwood every Wednesday from 12 to 2 and hoping to expand those hours and add some more Down Valley locations as well. And if you're listening on the other side of the mountains, we are also in Eagle, Edwards, Breckenridge, Dillon, and Leadville once a month. Generally, it's like third Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We're at Eagle Valley Health Center on Sylvan Lake Road in Eagle, 12 to 2 on Thursdays. Edwards CMC, 4 to 6 on Thursdays. We are at the Breckenridge CMC Friday, 12 to 2, and Dillon CMC from 3 to 6. And then we are up in Leadville on Saturday at the St. George Mission from 9 to 11, where they also host their food pantry that on Saturday mornings, and at the Leadville Library, 12 to 2 Saturday afternoons. Again, the Leadville, Summit County, and Eagle County locations are just once a month, but again, you can visit highrockiesharmreduction.com to find our whole schedule of services, and you can reach out to us. We are in like our pop-up minivan in the parking lots of these locations. So no need to go inside the building. Just look for the gray minivan or potentially the Yukon with the High Rockies Harm Reduction signs and all the fun stuff for all your safe party needs. Again, we encourage everyone who's willing to carry Narcan. This is basic first aid. At this point, if you see somebody who is verbally unresponsive, the best recommendation is to call 911 and give that person Narcan immediately. We do also carry the intramuscular version of naloxone still. And if you don't feel comfortable providing basic first aid, call 911. If you see something, say something. You can't get in trouble if you were wrong. And I mean, somebody might be annoyed with you, but better safe than sorry, right? So we really want to make sure folks have the tools to keep each other safe. Again, we have seen a decline in overdoses nationally and here in Colorado in the past couple of years, but as things continue to be a little hectic, a little scary, you know, that leads to more substance use, more stress, more anxiety. And right now we're still in the situation where we don't know what can contain fentanyl. There's also xylazine and nitazenes, just nasty stuff out there contaminating the drug supply, increasing the risk of overdose, increasing wound issues. And so at High Rockies Harm Reduction, we do everything we can to connect you with what you need. We have full syringe exchange. We have disposal. Please bring your used syringes to us, whether you're using them for diabetes, hormone injection, substance injection, whatever the case may be. We know that you do not have a lot of options for where to take your syringes. So please bring them to us. We can also provide you with safe biohazard containers to store those as well. If you're interested in more information, come out and visit us at any of our locations, or again, reach out to me and visit highrockiesharmreduction.com for more information. Spring is right around the corner, and you know what that means. Katie and Kate membership drive is coming up, so we can kind of close out today's episode with a little bit more positive, upbeat news. We have some really exciting things happening for spring membership drive, which is starting April 2nd and running through Katie and Kay's birthday, which is April 15th. So there's going to be a ton of super fun events going on throughout those 2 weeks, including we will be kicking off membership drive. Of course, we'll have some morning stuff as always, but we will be hosting Katie and Kay Bingo at Carbondale Beer Works on April 2nd. Card sales start at 6:30. Games start at 7. Come out and support your favorite community radio station. And there's also chances to win some pretty great prizes from local businesses and our favorite Carbondale Beer Works, who does so much for us. My favorite. Sorry, that was a little editorial
realizing, but just really grateful to Beer Works for all they do for the community. They've been hosting bingos from different nonprofits pretty much throughout the past couple months, and very excited to continue that on with Katie and Kay's membership bingo, which is a kind of mainstay of membership drive at this point. And then on First Friday, April 4th, we are having our annual lip sync battle is coming back. We are super, super excited about this. We've changed up our payment structure a little bit, so there is no cost to register for the event, but there is a cost to get into the event, and that is $5 for Katie and Kay members and $15 for non-members. So if you come out on Friday, April 4th and feel like becoming a Katie and Kay member, if you're not already, you can theoretically save a few dollars on the night of and support community radio. So we're super pumped for Lip Sync Battle Friday, April 4th at Thunder River Theater Company at 7 p.m. You can visit katieandkay.org right now and click on the little banner at the top of the page to learn more and register. So get your outfits together, get your crews together, figure out your favorite song, and come out and lip sync your hearts out. We are very excited for that, and we will continue to have some more events for the rest of membership drive coming out, and we'll be sharing those as we schedule them. So be sure to visit katieandkay.org to be kept in the loop of all things membership drive, and tune in because we will be talking about it all month long. Our next episode of Chemical World will be airing on Monday, April 14th at 4 p.m. And that night at 5 p.m., we will also be hosting a public Narcan trading over at the Meeting Place here in Carbondale. So keep an eye out for that as well. Again, visit highrockiesharmreduction.com for more information on upcoming events and opportunities. If you or your organization are interested in having Narcan training and Narcan on hand, please reach out to me at maggie@highrockiesharmreduction.com. So, because we would be happy to schedule that for individuals, organizations, families, whoever needs it. We are here to provide that. And you can also check out our website for a little bit more information on how to use Narcan and how to use fentanyl test strips. As always, thank you so much for listening and for doing your best to stay in the loop, stay informed, and do whatever we can to keep each other safe, healthy, and happy. And remember, you don't have to be sober to keep your community clean. This is Mugsy Faye, and this has been Chemical World. Thanks so much, and have a wonderful Monday.
You do not have to be sober to keep your community clean, because we are living in a chemical world, and I am a chemical girl or boy. We are living in a chemical world, and I am a chemical gender nondescript. We are living in a chemical world, and I am a chemical. We are living in a chemical world, and I am a chemical girl, you know.